Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome back to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, it's a brand new day. It's a brand new week, which means it's a brand new opportunity for you to do something amazing, and it all begins today. We, of course, have your news headlines coming up on this Monday. With a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, we have music from our Artist of the Week, Miley Cyrus, the second time that Miley has been our Artist of the Week. And in today's entertainment spotlight, you'll be part of my conversation with best-selling author Tony Lindsay, who's released a new book, One Day Activist, actually chosen as one of Conversation's top books of 2022. You don't want to miss that conversation. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Monday headlines in international news. 68 dead and 4 missing after plane crashes in Nepal resort town. A plane making a 27-minute flight to a Nepal tourist town crashed into a gorge Sunday while attempting to land at a newly opened airport, killing at least 68 of the 72 people aboard. At least one witness reported hearing cries for help from within the fiery wreck, the country's deadliest airplane accident in 3 decades. Hours after dark, scores of onlookers crowded around the crash site near the airport in the resort town as rescue workers combed the wreckage on the edge of the cliff and in the ravine below. Officials suspended the search for the 4 missing people overnight and plan to resume looking today. A local resident who rushed to the crash site near the Seti River to help search for bodies said the rescue efforts were hampered by thick smoke and a raging fire. "The flames were so hot that we couldn't go near the wreckage. I heard a man crying for help, but because of the flames and smoke, we couldn't get to him," the individual said. It was not immediately clear what caused the accident, Nepal Civil Aviation Authority said on Sunday. A witness said he saw the aircraft spinning violently in the air after it began descending to land, watching from the terrace of its house. The aviation authority said the aircraft last made contact with the airport from near Seti Gorge at 10:50 a.m. before crashing. In national news, Biden says Americans should pay attention to MLK's legacy. President Joe Biden made a historic pilgrimage on Sunday to America's Freedom Church to mark Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, saying democracy was at a perilous moment and that the civil rights leader's life and legacy show us the way and we should pay attention. As the first sitting president to deliver a Sunday morning sermon at King's Ebenezer Baptist Church, Biden cited the telling question that King himself once asked of the nation. He said, "Where do we go from here?" Biden asked from the pulpit, "Well, my message to this nation on this day is we go forward. We go together when we choose democracy over autocracy, a beloved community over chaos, when we choose believers in the dreams to be doers, to be unafraid, always keeping the faith." In a divided country, only 2 years removed from a violent insurrection, Biden told congregants, elected officials, and dignitaries that the battle for the soul of this nation is perennial. It is a constant struggle between hope and fear, kindness and cruelty, justice and injustice. He spoke out against those who traffic in racism, extremism, insurrection, and said the struggle to safeguard democracy was playing out in courthouses and ballot boxes, protests, and other ways. "At our best, the American promise wins out. But I don't need to tell you that we're not always at our best," said Biden. "We're fallible. We fail and fall." In more national news, California gets more rain and snow, but dry days are ahead. More rain and snow fell during the weekend in snow-battered California, making travel dangerous and prompting new evacuation orders over flooding concerns along a swollen river near Sacramento. Bands of thunderstorms with gusty winds started on Saturday in the north and spread south, with yet another atmospheric river storm following close behind on Sunday, the National Weather Service said. After 2 feet of snow and gusty winds were expected in the Sierra Nevada, Interstate 80, a key highway from the San Francisco Bay Area to Lake Tahoe ski resorts, reopened after being closed most of Saturday because of slick roads, snow, and whiteout conditions. In more national news, Lisa Marie carved her musical path as she bore Elvis' legacy. She was dubbed a rock princess, but Lisa Marie Presley staked her own musical claim as a singer-songwriter, allowing her to express herself apart from, but sometimes alongside, her megastar father. Presley, who died last Thursday at age 54, bore a heavy weight. The daughter of musical royalty, the face of the Elvis estate, and fodder for tabloid gossip about her marriages. There was no question music would be a center point of her life, starting when she was a child, singing for her father, the king with the unmistakable voice. And finally, in entertainment news, Avatar 2 and Megan hold on to top spots at the box office. New movies like Plane and House Party were no match for Avatar The Way of Water and the killer doll horror Megan at the box office over the weekend. The two holdovers topped the charts, again according to studio estimates on Sunday. That made the top five movies over the weekend. Number one, Avatar The Way of Water with $31 million. Number two, Megan with $18 million. Number three, Puss in Boots: The Last Wish with $13 million. Number four, A Man Called Otto with $13 million. And number five, Plane with $10 million. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Monday's episode of Words I Choose to Live By. Being thankful doesn't mean that everything is going to go just right, but it does mean that you have the right attitude about what happens in your life. If you remain focused and keep your head up, in spite of the challenges and difficulties, you'll come out of the storm stronger and more equipped for whatever comes your way in the future. Have an amazing Monday. Miley Cyrus is our Artist of the Week this week. As I mentioned, this is the second time that Miley has been our Artist of the Week. She has a brand new single out that really, I think, already has people talking. The video, in less than 24 hours, had millions of views. The single is called Flowers. Miley Cyrus is our Artist of the Week. Enjoy Flowers. We're here on Conversations Daily News.
We were good. We were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn. I didn't wanna leave you. I didn't wanna lie. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy.
Part of my conversation coming up with best-selling author Tony Lindsay in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Best-selling author Tony Lindsay joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about his literary journey and new book, One Dead Activist. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Tony, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it.
Oh, no, Cyrus. Thank you, man. It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
Hey, man. Pleasure's definitely all mine. Funny, Tony, it's been so great to be able to see your journey along the way, to be able to read your books along the way. I want to talk about, though, the experience for you. What has it been like for you as you've gone from state to state, city to city, meeting readers and to see the response to your work?
Oh, that's probably the best feeling in the world, Cyrus. Seeing people who have read it and have questions and want to talk about the stories and the plots, that's always, always really good. I enjoy it. And, you know, not only the face-to-face, when it happens in email or on the internet, that's always the best part, because they've accepted the fictional life of these characters. And they were so involved enough in the story to have concerns and cares and want to know if I'll revisit them. So that is, that's what it's all about, really.
Well, since you mentioned revisiting, I'm going to speed things up a little bit when it comes to David Price, because that's exactly what you've been able to do. Talk to us about him and why he, out of all the other characters, do you think, Tony, is one that you continue to come to time and again?
Oh, good question, Cyrus. I guess David, I probably have more in common, you know, with him. He's maybe 8, 9 years younger than me. He's a man that grew up in Chicago, South Side, loves the city. He has lifetime friends in the city. He gets involved in the majority of in all the books. It's always a threat to a person and the city. So he's always protecting the town. He's always involved in trying to do what's best for a friend or a friend of a friend or a friend of a family member.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning into this edition of Conversations Daily News. We're about to get on some more news, message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By, and of course, the Entertainment Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Now let's go make it a great one.